country, and this is around Christmas time, which is why I remember it, who's serving this country, had given his life in battle. And his father called and got on the phones, and he was sharing that when his son's effects came home, they found in them these very expensive cigars. And they couldn't figure out, how did our son get this? How could he have afforded this? And it turns out that they learned that Rush Hudson Limbaugh III had sent them to him. And this father got in touch with our departed friend, God rest him, and sent Rush a flag that was involved in his son's funeral. And this gentleman spoke to us and spoke his son's name very lovingly. Here's the part I don't know that I've ever related to you. When I was wrapping up that phone call, Allie, who's a team member, said, "Hey, Todd, do not hang up. Do not hang up that phone. Make sure you put them on hold." And then other team members got on and said, "Hey, Allie," I said, "I know. Don't hang up. Don't hang up." And I will tell you this. Want to know why? Because someone called Rush and said, "Hey, here's what's going on in the show." And Rush wanted to speak with that man. That's who he was. And that, of course, is the legacy that we celebrate and remember. And the show goes, you know, into now Clay and Buck's hands and into this platform where they continue to explore these issues. I am so unbelievably honored to be able to sit here and have these discussions. There's so much to get to tomorrow. We didn't get to half of the great sound bites that we'll go through and half of the discussions. Like tomorrow, I want to go through a dynamic that the party's setting up. They don't know it. They're making words so meaningless that they're making the world meaningless. We'll talk about that tomorrow. It's Todd Herman in for Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on their very own radio show.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Rising inflation, a volatile stock market wreaking havoc on retirement accounts. Until economic uncertainty turns around, Phoenix Capital Group suggests you diversify your investments. They're introducing investors to high-value oil and gas investments here in the U.S. with current yields ranging from 8% to 11% APY paid monthly. These are corporate bond offerings, and they're open to all investors with their annual interest paid monthly. Phoenix Capital Group offers live webinars to learn about Phoenix's business structure, ways they offer security for the offerings, risks, and their financials. They host live Q&As where they'll answer all your questions. Sign up at investingwithphx.com or call 323-PHOENIX. Investment in bonds has a certain risk. Before making investment decisions, you should carefully consider and review all risks involved. Sign up today at investingwithphx.com. That's investingwithphx.com or call 323-PHOENIX. That's 323-PHOENIX to connect.
Every American needs an edge. The other guy's working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically. Thankfully, there's Chalk. C-H-O-Q. Chalk's all-natural herbal daily supplements have been proven to improve testosterone and give an energy and focus boost to every person that subscribes to this daily regimen.
That's right. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. This boost is all thanks to the patriots at Chalk who scoured the globe to find the most pure and potent ingredients that are double tested in the lab to ensure the highest quality products.
For a limited time only, use code CLAY for 35% off any Chalk subscription for life when you visit CHOQ.com. That's CHOQ.com, an incredible offer, a lifetime offer. One more time, CHOQ.com, and the code CLAY, 35% off any Chalk subscription for life.
Celebrate the holiday season in a picture-perfect winter wonderland, featuring real snow, holiday games, rides, and treats. Snow Carnival will create a storybook experience of exploration and wonder for the entire family, November 23rd through January 8th. Snow Carnival Holiday Forest at M Resort. For tickets and information, visit us at snowcarnival.com.
Hey, switch off the radio. I want to tell you, your heater's not working. Come get a new car or a used car, I don't care, and get a car with the heaters working, all right? It's cold outside. Come see me at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram on the corner of Sahara Decatur, 5050 West Sahara. Mr. Pink, baby!
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiver.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The U.S. Department of Transportation will be looking into flight cancellations by Southwest Airlines.
The cancellations have left travelers stranded at airports across the country amid an intense winter storm that's killed dozens of people. Many airlines were forced to cancel flights due to the weather, but Southwest was by far the most affected. According to the tracking website FlightAware, about 4,000 domestic U.S. flights were canceled Monday, with some 2,900 of those being Southwest.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Southwest says cancellation snowballed as the storm moved from the eastern to the western U.S., leaving flight crews and planes out of place. State and military police have been sent to keep people off Buffalo's snow-choked roads. They would be stationed at entrances to Buffalo and at major intersections to enforce a ban on driving within New York's second most populous city. 2 more inches could fall today. Also at townhall.com, Senator Tom Cotton is defending passage of the omnibus spending bill last week, despite the fact there's what he calls a lot of dislike in that $1.7 trillion package. Bob Agnew has more.
First, says Cotton, was the increase in military spending.
Without an equivalent increase in domestic spending.
And tough new rules in the war against drugs.
Like higher sentences for fentanyl traffickers.
Cotton also happy to say the bill included his own amendment
that adds the 9/11 families and the Beirut Marine Barracks bombing families to the terror victim fund.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Stocks are mixed after the long holiday weekend, dragged lower by airline stocks, which were battered by the bad weather. The Dow ahead 59 points, but the NASDAQ is down 132. More at townhall.com.
Don Beck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 12:04, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, leaving Las Vegas via the southbound 15 was a little better. At least you were able to get out of town yesterday. The Regional Transportation Commission says the backup was about 12 miles yesterday afternoon on the way from Las Vegas back into California. The southbound lanes of Interstate 15 were recently widened in Prim to ease the holiday travel congestion. Still a work in progress for sure. One of Las Vegas's biggest turnaround stories could have a happy ending after all, as the developers of the Fontainebleau Las Vegas say they've secured a $2.2 billion construction loan, assuring the completion of the Snake Bitten project by late next year in 2023. The project's past has been filled with multiple owners, bankruptcy, halted construction, and years of wondering what was going to happen to the Strip's tallest building. The project's original developer, owner Jeffrey Soffer, bought the project back again last year. He first broke ground on the 67-story hotel casino in 2007. KMCQ satellite weather, cloudy with a chance of rain today. Look for a high of 70, a low 48 at 68. Right now.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
A little bit of congestion there on the Southern Beltway 215 westbound as you approach Interstate 15. Do have crashes, Paradise at Sands. That's in the intersection. Northbound Nellis, that's at Bonanza. And an incident eastbound Flamingo, that's at University Center.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local. Good to have you with us as we say goodbye to 2022 and hello to 2023. We're going to be spending much of this week dealing with that subject, the end of 2022 and the beginning of 2023. No better person to do it with than Mick Akers, reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, who joins us. He writes about a variety of topics, everything from Clark County trying to tighten things up on drunk drivers and the Oakland A's maybe moving to Southern Nevada. Mick, first of all, how was your holiday? How was your Christmas?
Great, just pretty low-key, just the way I like it.
Did you travel or did you stay here?
Oh, no, I stayed in town. Most of my immediate family's here, so, you know, that's a good thing. I don't have to leave town.
I know one of the subjects that you touched upon in one of your recent pieces in the RJ, and that is that Clark County is looking at the last place drunk drivers were being served before getting involved in a crash. Can you talk a little bit about what the county is trying to accomplish with that?
Yeah, so they're putting together this plan about, you know, tackling road issues. They just have the newly formed Office of Traffic Safety that formed, you know, earlier this year. So now they're kind of putting their plan into place. And one of those is, you know, mitigating drunk driving crashes and especially fatalities. You know, those represent 47% of all fatalities on the roads in Clark County. So obviously a major issue there. So they're looking, you know, at all avenues, and one of them is going to be working with some of their partners, you know, local law enforcement and such about, you know, when there is a fatal DUI crash, they want to track the last place, the person that was involved in that, where they had their last drink. So at this moment, they're kind of getting together, hey, how can we get this going? What pieces, what kind of information we can get from the law enforcement and all that. And then from there, they're going to put down the plan. And right now, it's mainly going to be, geared towards education. So they'll go to this whatever establishment it might be, go ahead and give an education session to the workers there about, the dangers of over-serving, kind of spotting when someone's had too much to drink, and then, kind of going from there. So right now it's in its early stages, but right now, they're kind of trying to get this whole traffic plan in place here.
What does the law say now about that last place where a drunk driver was being served?
Yeah, so right now there's an NRS in place where, you really can't do anything legally or anything like that. So that's going to be one of the things they look at down the line. Like right now, as mentioned, they're going to be looking at an education portion on this. So from there, if they, this continues to be an issue, they are going to look at other avenues, and that's going to obviously be looking at, hey, can we hold them accountable? And for that to happen, the county's going to have to go through and, vote that process through. And then that's going to have, some kind of state level at the legislature there as well. So, if that is going to be the choice, it's not going to happen overnight.
I've had service industry people for years tell me, how do I know that somebody who walks into my establishment is drunk when they may have had two drinks over the last 5 hours or five drinks in the last 2 hours before they ever got to my front door? How do we hold an establishment or a bartender responsible?
Right. So I guess that's what they're going to be kind of figuring out. But as you mentioned, it's going to be a pretty slippery slope on that. People go to multiple establishments in one night. So like you said, someone could have the bulk maybe if it's somewhere else. But if the last one they have is somewhere where they, I guess they're already intoxicated. But, some people show signs of that, a little worse than others. So, it's going to be some tricky situation there to figure that out. But, that's kind of the deal they're trying to work through. They're trying to get this into place by the end of next year. So they have this whole year to work on that. But that's going to be a major component of that.
Now do they want this to be punitive in any way?
That's what they have to look at down the line. Right now, it's just the education focus. Like I said, anything else, beyond that, it's going to take a lot of, legal work, legislative work and all that, changing NRSs. And that's not an easy thing to do. That's a multiple-year kind of deal there. And I'm sure there's going to be some pushback from the, the bars and casinos and all that. So, it's not going to be something that's, easily done.
Again, Mick Akers joining us, reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And I got to ask you, because everybody asked me, and because they know that you're on our show on a fairly regular basis talking about it, and that is the Oakland A's. What do you expect from the A's? Are we getting close to some sort of decision on whether to move here or to stay in Oakland?
Yeah, so the last few months, it's kind of been at a stalemate. That, nothing really in either direction's happened. They had that missed date in November as far as getting anything done this year in Oakland. Obviously, that's not going to happen. We're a couple of days away from 2023. So that's going to be pushing in next year. They still have the two sites they're looking at here in Vegas, the one, the Tropicana site, and then the Las Vegas Festival Ground site near the Sahara. So we got those two still there. They still haven't made a decision on which one, they would focus on in Las Vegas. They've had those two in sight for, the past several months. So you figure that decision might come down sometime early next year and kind of get, the ball rolling. Obviously, I've been told by sources that they are, looking for some kind of public money similar to what the Raiders got with that $750 million paid for by room tax. Most of the politicians locally and statewide have, focused. Hey, say, hey, we don't want to give any more, tax cuts like that to professional sports teams. We've proven we're a professional sports town and we shouldn't have to do that. The other avenues is, looking at them with a tax district or, some kind of tax break as far as when they do some construction. So there is some avenues, but it's not going to be as much as the Raiders got. And, I'm assuming they're going to want some kind of sweetheart deal like that. So we got that going on. We got Lombardo coming on board here next year as governor. And then we got a new mayor in Oakland with Shane Tao. And she's already said, hey, we want to keep the A's here, but not at the cost, you know, of the taxpayers, which the previous mayor has been saying the whole time. So, you know, it's kind of looking like we're going right into the same situation we've been in the last few months heading into 2023 there.
Do you get a sense, and I get a chance to talk to a lot of politicians, that there are people who may have objected at the time to giving $750 million to the project in the form of public money? But now when we've seen all the great events that have been there and the great events that are going to be there, i.e. the Super Bowl, do you get a sense that maybe people are warming to the idea of a public-private partnership? And I'm talking about politicians more than anybody else.
Well, you know, some of those people that kind of were against it, one of those being Tix Egerbloom, he said, hey, now, you know, I've kind of come around on it, seeing all these events, and it's done what it was supposed to do. It's bringing a lot of visitors here. You know, some of those events are more than half full of visitors. So obviously that's a lot of hotel room nights here, and that's the main push on that. And those hotel room nights then pay for that room tax. So it's kind of the revolving cycle there that is, hey, our plan is working as, you know, as expected. But as far as, you know, kind of doing it for another major arena or stadium, it just doesn't seem like the appetite's there. Like they said, hey, we've proven ourselves. So now, you know, kind of, you guys want to come here, we have all the buzz, and, you know, we kind of have the upper hand now.
Do you get a sense that there is a consensus on the part of the A's as to where they want to go? And I'm not just talking about Oakland versus Las Vegas, but of the two sites here in Las Vegas?
You know, at first it looked like they're leaning towards the Tropicana, and it seemed like they might, you know, hey, here's our plans on that. But then the last minute they came back in with that festival ground site with Phil Ruffin. So, you know, it seems like they still have both of them even par on that. Hopefully they come out with, you know, their preferred option, because I think that would help get some of that ball rolling towards if, hey, we can talk some tax stuff here with some of the politicians, because most of the ones I've talked to have been like, hey, they don't even have their plan ready, but, you know, they still have those sites. We haven't seen any kind of renderings or anything like that. So, yeah, once that happens, you know, maybe some of these politicians can change their tune on that, but, you know, just a lot has to happen. And like I said, we still haven't heard from Lombardo about his stance on, you know, stadium and, you know, financing pro sports teams. So yeah, I think that'll be another key component, you know, where he lands on that.
More coming up with Mick Akers. We're going to take a look back at 2022. We're going to look ahead to 2023. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're counting it down to a brand new year. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Mick Akers joining us, reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He covers a lot of different areas of Southern Nevada. And I wanted to take a look back at 2022. And when I look back at 2022, I view it as kind of a transitional year as we get further and further away from the pandemic. And I'm curious, Mick, with all the stuff that you cover, what are your impressions of 2022 as we look back kind of in the rearview mirror?
Yeah, you know, as you mentioned, you know, kind of pushing further away from the pandemic issues, obviously we came back pretty strong with visitation in Las Vegas and, you know, some of these revenues from the gaming sector, you know, setting all-time records and all that. So obviously looking pretty rosy heading into 2023. We got tons of major events coming through. We kind of solidified ourselves has what they want to call us now, the sports and entertainment capital of the world, bringing some of these large events here. We're going to have the Pro Bowl coming up here in February. You look further down the line, next February, we'll have the Super Bowl, and then there's all kinds of things in between.
F1.
You know, so it seems like we're you know, continuing towards, you know, the sports capital of the world, they want to call us now. But, you know, Las Vegas is just kind of growing, you know, just away from, you know, relying on gaming and entertainment.
F1, what is it going to mean to Las Vegas?
Oh, that's going to be massive. So that's going to be a billion-dollar weekend coming up in November. It's going to be, you know, one of the three U.S. races they have in F1. It's going to be multiple nights of basically sold-out Las Vegas rooms at a premium price. You know, we've seen some of these thousands of dollars for just like the least expensive one. So I saw like $2,000 for a four-night stay. They have this $1 million package at the Wynn, a $5 million package at Caesars. You know, so there's no shortage of, you know, big ticket items with this race here. So, you know, they're expecting upwards of, you know, 70 to 100,000. It's, you know, sweet spot in between there somewhere. But, you know, these are some people looking to spend some money. They got high-end fashion. They got, you know, all the restaurants here. So, you know, it's going to be a huge few days there in November.
I wanted to touch on something that you talked about, and that was the gaming numbers, billion-dollar months consecutively. I mean, it's incredible. Do you have any feel for why this is? Is this like pent up stuff that people are just aching to get back into the casinos and spend money?
You know, that's what it's looking like, the pent up demand, you know, after you're not really doing much for a year and a half, 2 years, you know, people are, hey, ready to get back out there and travel. The restrictions got dropped, you know, mask mandates anywhere in Nevada. So that kind of helped out as well. And then, you know, we saw, you know, the first few months when they were hitting the billing mark, and then, you know, no one was kind of expecting to keep continuing that, you know, as strong as it was, but, you know, it's continued throughout this entire year and looks like it's going to continue into next year. So, you know, it definitely has, I think majorly has to